Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Streaming online at espnrochester.com. Breaking news, scores, and on-demand audio. Bookmark the sports leader, espnrochester.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia. Bills playoff weekend kickoff just after 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon here on ESPN Rochester. And to learn a little bit more about the Indianapolis Colts, we welcome in Joel Erickson from the Indy Star. Joel, it feels like a lot of people are writing off the Colts before this game is even played. You know this team as good as anybody. Do the Colts take this kind of stuff personally? It seems like Darius Leonard sure is.
Darius Leonard takes everything personally. Just for Bills fans who haven't been following it, Darius Leonard heard that Aaron Rodgers told Fred Warner that Fred Warner was the best linebacker in the league and took that personally. That's not even a diss. He's just saying he really likes Fred Warner, who he's played against. At that point, he's never played against Leonard. And that's just how Darius is wired. Darius has the, like, Michael Jordan, like, and I took that personally thing going on. I think the Colts are using the underdog card. I think they're playing the underdog card. But I also think it's totally warranted. I mean, the Bills are an AFC favorite, maybe? And the Colts, I think the Colts have kind of flown under the radar all season. And I've learned that outside of Indianapolis, the perception of the Colts is very different from what they actually are. So I do think they're playing the underdog card here. It makes sense to me, though. I mean, the Bills look like a juggernaut, so it totally makes sense to me.
On the other hand, the Colts are an 11-win team, and certainly this will be a game. We're talking to Joel Erickson from the Indy Star. Joel, one player we know is not going to be playing is Rock Ya-Sin, but from what we kind of gather talking to some people, Colts fans don't seem too upset that he's not going to be on the field coming up on Saturday.
No, Ya-Sin has really struggled in his second season. They signed veteran T.J. Carey last offseason, kind of expecting him to just kind of be the nickel backup, and he's really played well for them in any spot. And so 4 or 5 weeks-ish ago, they started rotating the two players, and the Colts coaches kept saying Ya-Sin was the starter, but it was, anytime there was a big moment, Carey was in the game. So Carey's been good, not great. The real thing I think that the Colts fans are missing, though, is that if they have an injury to Xavier Rhodes or T.J. Carey in this game, you drop down to some corners that you really don't want in the game. So they really can't afford either of those veterans getting hurt. Ya-Sin being out, though, it doesn't really affect their defense.
Joel,
in a big way.
Yeah, Joel, I was going to say, talk a little bit more about Xavier Rhodes, because I don't know how many people have been talking about it this week, the idea that Rhodes and Diggs, of course, know each other very well from their time together in Minnesota, and Rhodes coming into Indianapolis this year was seen after a real down year in Minnesota, but he's been able to turn it around a bit this season, hasn't he?
He's been really good. His completion percentage against him is right around 50. He's only given up like an 80 quarterback rating. I really thought that he played at close to a Pro Bowl level, which I will be honest, I was very skeptical that he'd be able to do when they signed him. The key is, and this is why this is what's important about the Bills matchup, they're not asking him to do what he used to do in Minnesota. They're not asking him to travel with the other team's best receiver and lock him down in man-to-man. He's playing one side of the field. He's playing zone. And it allows him to use his instinct and all this stuff he's learned over years of being a good veteran corner. And they're not asking him to do the down-in, down-out stuff. So it's going to be interesting when Diggs is on his side. But I would be surprised if we see a ton of him moving around the formation.
Joel Erickson from the Indy Star guest. Joel, I don't know if you were in Buffalo the last time the Colts came. That was the memorable day, the snowstorm. And I think, actually, ironically, that would have been better weather for the Colts than the Bills, slowing down the Bills' attack and having the run game going coming up this week. So the idea that the Colts' passing attack, if this turns into a passing game, can Phillip Rivers still muster that sort of game for the Colts?
He can, and he was really good in the middle part of the season when they had their offensive linemen. I think the thing that's happened in the last two games, really well, the season finale, Jonathan Taylor ran for 253 yards, and let's just be honest, it just didn't really matter what they did in the passing game. But 2 weeks ago against the Steelers, the big difference was they didn't have either tackle, and Rivers is not a guy. There's not many quarterbacks who can handle not having either tackle going against the Steelers pressure-wise. But Rivers doesn't move well enough to really do that. And so if they can protect him, he's very capable. He, I think, has surprised everybody, too. This is one of those things I think that the narrative is that Phillip Rivers is sort of being dragged along by this team. And for most of the season, it was the other way around. Phillip Rivers was dragging the offense, an offense that couldn't run the ball as Taylor kind of figured stuff out. He can do it. I do think, though, that Anthony Costanzo, they're very good left tackle, is lost for the season. They have Jared Belfour out there. If he can hold up, then Rivers is a problem. It's whether or not he can hold up, because it's just tough for the Colts offense if Rivers is under pressure at times.
Joel, talk a little bit more about Taylor, because I kind of distill this down for Saturday, that if the Bills are able to contain Taylor, then they have a pretty good chance of winning this football game. How good has he been here the last quarter of the season, and do you see this as a matchup nightmare for the Buffalo Bills, who've had flashes this season where they've had really, really tough times in stopping a primary runner?
He's been the last, probably really since the Green Bay game, he's sort of just been building into a complete back, and we've really seen it the last two games. He can do a little bit of everything. He can create his own yards if it's not blocked well. If it is blocked well, he has the speed to take it all the way. He's gotten really good at making people miss in the hole. I think if you watch the Jacksonville game, you're like, oh, Jacksonville's defense is terrible, and it is. But there was a play, the game-sealing touchdown. He's got Joe Schobert, who's a pretty decent veteran linebacker, one-on-one in the hole, and just completely made him whiff. And we hadn't seen him do that early in the season. And so now Taylor has everything that people thought Jonathan Taylor could be coming out of Wisconsin is what he's been the last couple of weeks. And sometimes it almost doesn't matter if it's blocked all that well. The first half against Pittsburgh is a good example. There were a lot of plays there that they didn't block it that well, and he still got yards out of it. So Taylor, the way he's been playing, is honestly one of the best backs in the NFL. It's just a question of whether or not he can continue that.
Joel Erickson writes for the Indy Star. We will have our pregame coverage beginning at 9 a.m. tomorrow, Bills and Colts, from One Bills Drive. Joel, I'm biased, I know, Frank Reich, when the question comes up, but is it fair to say that when Josh McDaniels turned the Colts' job aside the way he did, that might have been a blessing in disguise?
Yeah, I really don't think there's a question about it. Frank Reich is, as people in Buffalo know, he's just the kind of guy that it's really hard to find anything wrong with his character, the way he handles himself. And it's mattered so much for them in this stretch, this 3 years. If you think about all the stuff that's happened, Andrew Luck retires. He was the plan. Reich was the plan B, has to take on coaches that he didn't hire. This year, the twin bill of the coronavirus pandemic, the George Floyd protest, and everything that went on there. Having his steady hand just in terms of a leadership role is a big deal. But then the other thing is, he's sort of made a career. career out of getting the best out of quarterbacks who maybe are not that good. I'm thinking of Nick Foles is an obvious one. And he's had three. No one knew, obviously, when that job was open and Andrew Luck was going to retire. He's had three quarterbacks in 3 years, and I think you can argue that he's gotten the best out of all three of those quarterbacks. Obviously, everyone was like, Rivers is washed. He can't do anything. He had a really pretty good season under Reich this year. Jacoby Brissett wasn't very good last year, but I think for seven games at the beginning when they were 5-2, I think that's probably Jacoby Brissett's ceiling in the NFL. And so what this franchise needed and didn't know that they would need when they made the hire is the quarterback developer, all the stuff that he's doing. He's been a perfect hire for them. He works perfectly with Chris Ballard. Whereas I think you'd wonder if McDaniels would have done the same.
Joel Erickson, Indianapolis Star, our guest in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia. A little bit more on that. Let's travel down that rabbit hole a little further, Joel, because Frank Reich is the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. We don't know if Philip Rivers will be the quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts next year. And we know that Frank Reich, well, got the most out of a quarterback in Philadelphia who right now has kind of an uncertain future. What do you think are the odds that the Indianapolis Colts pull the trigger on a trade for Carson Wentz this offseason?
It's really hard for me to gauge. The Chris Ballard and Frank Reich are very, very good at saying nothing about it. We haven't talked to Chris yet. We will whenever this season ends. And I'll maybe start to feel a little bit like I'm leaning one way or the other. I could see them making a play for Wentz. Like, based on what I just said, you got to remember where Andrew Luck was when he took over there. Andrew Luck was coming off of a season. He didn't play because he thought his shoulder was done. And he got his best season after that. And so I wonder if you're thinking, if you're the Colts and you're going, I think it's still in Wentz, and we think we have the guy to get it out of him, I really don't know how you don't make that move from my perspective. Because Wentz is a guy, he's 28. But Wentz could fix this problem that they have, whereas with Rivers, even if he plays next year, that's probably it. He wants to coach his kid in high school, and his kid goes into high school after that. So it's probably it for Rivers, even if you get a good season out of it next year. Wentz, to me, gives you an opportunity. I don't think the Colts are really ever going to be picking high enough to just pick like a Justin Herbert or somebody like that. It's going to be really hard for them to get up that high. And so, to me, if they really believe that it's still in Wentz, it'd be hard for me to go, you know what, we might be able to trade, who knows, a fairly low pick and get our guy for the next 10 years. But that's just me, and I don't really have a good feeling on where the Colts want to go.
I feel like I have to ask this question. Has anybody heard from Andrew Luck? I'm sure there are people out there still holding out hope that he'll return. Would the chances be greater than zero, in your opinion, Joel, of a Luck return?
I think the chances are less than zero. I know that's not mathematically possible, but that's where I think it is. Everybody we've talked to, he still talks to some of the guys and stuff like that, but everybody we've talked to is that he's done. You know, Frank Reich said earlier this year, he said every once in a while I get a text message, but I don't think he watches all the games. I think Andrew Luck is done. I think the Colts believe that. And the rumors you hear about Luck are that he's just being a dad. And so I think that's done. I think that ship has sailed. And it's just going to be a what-if game for the rest of most Colts fans.
Joel, Philip Rivers doesn't lose wild card games. Before we let you go, I got to know which direction you're leaning for tomorrow's action.
I'm leaning the Bills, and it really has nothing to do with the Colts offense. The Colts defense has not played well against good quarterbacks and good passing offenses really since the first Tennessee game in mid-November before Thanksgiving. Obviously, the Bills are an unbelievable passing offense. And I just don't see how they're going to slow down Allen and that weapon core unless they force a bunch of turnovers. So I'm leaning the Bills because I just haven't seen it from the Colts defense in a long time in the passing game.
You want to read more about the Colts, go check out his work at the Indy Star. Joel Erickson, our guest here in the Sports Bar. Joel, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on, guys.
There you go. Joel Erickson in the Sports Bar. The thing that I learned about the Colts from that conversation with Joel is Darius Leonard is not one to be messed with. That guy, as far as linebackers in the NFL goes, and we've spent a lot of time talking about good linebackers, you know, each time the Bills face off against a Fred Warner, right? Like, oh, Fred Warner this, Fred Warner that. Like, Fred Warner's a nice player. I like Fred Warner a lot. Darius Leonard is a special kind of freak, and that guy makes me nervous. Rhodes and Leonard are the two guys on the defensive side of the ball. I know DeForest Buckner is the all-pro as well. I mean, like, that defense isn't terrible.
They won 11 games.
Yeah.
They won 11 games in a division. Okay, you had Jacksonville, but Tennessee certainly
and Jacksonville
good.
Jacksonville beat them week one. That's
that
Jacksonville's
weird?
Only win.
That's weird.
That first week with Phillip Rivers, no preseason. They were probably all figuring each other. Yeah, everybody on that team probably hated Phillip Rivers as much as we do at that time. Like, who is this guy? This bolo-wearing freak.
Darius Leonard. I saw the Buffalo Bills dancing, and I took that personally.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of that Michael Jordan in him. I mean, you love that player. You love that player. Not tomorrow, but let's hope that the Bills have an answer for Darius Leonard.
Cowboys had to shake things up, right? They just fired their defensive coordinator, Mike Nolan.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That would be what I would call a scapegoat firing.
Yes. Right? You need to, you know, okay, here you go, fan base. Here is the person to blame.
Derek, the pizza dude, stopped me in the hallway, one of our engineers. Pizza dude asked me, which game are you looking forward to most, Bills or Bears? Can I be honest with you?
It's the Bills game.
I'm looking more forward to the Bills game.
Yeah, you know,
if that makes me a bad Bears fan, I'm sorry, but am I looking forward to a game where my team is, I mean, there are worse things. There are so many better things I could watch than watch the Bears get demolished by the Saints. The Bears have been frauds all season. I have no confidence in this team. And then he went on to ask me the question. What do they do with Mitch? Isn't Mitch the guy? I mean, what if Mitch is the guy? He said that to me. He goes, what if they win and what if Mitch is the guy? I'm like, look, I can tell you what they should do and I can tell you what they're going to do. What they should do is they should fire the GM that thought drafting that guy ahead of Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson was a good idea and let that new GM come in and decide what to do with the mistakes the old GM did, mainly your head coach and your quarterback. But what they will do, what the Bears will do, because I know this team, they will fire, speaking of scapegoats, they will fire Chuck Pagano, their defensive coordinator, Chuck Strong. They will fire him as the scapegoat, and they'll run it back next year, and nothing will change. This is typical of this franchise.
See, you guys had a football conversation. I saw Pizza Dude and Benjaneer. They have one thing in common.
What's right? that?
I went by and like, hey, yeah, what time is the Patriot playoff game on this weekend?
Oh,
get out of here. Act like you've been there before, Gino. Well, we haven't. What do you want?
I will say this, Gino. We can have a little chuckle at the Patriots' expense today because a couple of Patriots made the All-Pro team. I'm not going to tell you which ones, but we will talk about that in NFL appetizers next.
Okay.
NFL appetizers, news and notes from around the NFL served up in bite-sized form. You're in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.